again, all you skin flutes and trouser snakes. Welcome to another episode of Jesse and Wilder's Guide to Life. I'm Jesse, that's Wilder, and we're here to guide your life. And I have exciting news.
Oh.
Somebody called the voicemail.
Can't believe it.
Mm-hmm. What's cool is it was obviously Johnny Banana. Shout out to him.
Uh-huh.
We would love to play you the audio, but Johnny gave his own podcast in response to our podcast. That voicemail clocking it at almost a full 2 minutes.
A little podcast in a podcast.
If someone left you a 2 minute voicemail.
Stop right there. If someone left me a voicemail.
Chelsea left me a voicemail the other day while I was at the movie by myself. And I was like, oh, something must be wrong. So I like snuck a look at my phone to see the transcript. And it was like a normal first sentence of a voicemail. And then I don't know why I'm leaving a voicemail.
no need. A missed call is a voicemail.
Right. Anyways, I will say... Johnny says, what's up all you freedom fighters and midnight riders? It's your boy, Johnny Bananas. I'm here to try to answer this really dumb riddle. And he gives a lot of answers. I just want to say something, Johnny. I know that this was a stupid riddle. You must understand that you cannot...
Not how riddles work.
The troll at the bridge, when he says, you must answer my riddles three, you can't just name every word in the dictionary and be like, it must have been in there. You know what I mean? So he said things that can't fit in a saucepan, things that are sort of non-corporeal, like existential dread. This is so much more talking about this fucking riddle than I would love to ever do again. But there's a lot of stuff here. And then I don't think I got this one right, but I'm going to blame Wilder on this one because a great carpenter does blame his tools. Johnny Bananas out is how he concludes that. So why don't you deliver us, boy?
The answer to the riddle. There was only one answer. This is how riddles work. Only one thing cannot be put in a saucepan. You and I, we can all be put into a saucepan. But do you know what you cannot put into a saucepan? The lid.
Oh, boy. Like, just to get ahead of it, guys, you could break the saucepan lid and put it in the saucepan pretty easily. You have to find better ones, Wilder. If this is already, we're not even a week, we're barely like 3 episodes into this.
You want me to start coming up with compelling riddles forever?
I'm going to
just make my own.
The first couple ones were better than that. This was not good.
bro.
So go ahead and do a little work. Find a feasible riddle.
Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, I got a doozy coming up next.
Tell them what we're talking about.
Talk about being drunk.
Mm-hmm. Something I would say, very rarely are we experts. I think we're pretty... We got a lot of time in that kitchen, as it were.
Yeah. Yeah. No improvement, though.
Mm-mm.
Sort of like how I used to go bowling every week for years. And I did not improve at bowling. I stayed about the same forever, much like this. What are you slurping on over there?
I'm having a little rye whisk. What about you?
I'm having a little pinhook 8-year.
I am also having pinhook. God damn it.
Damn, these fucking dipshits, dude. Whatever.
Fucking nerds.
But I am drinking it out of, if I may brag, a KFC branded bourbon glass.
That's obviously tight as hell. Mm-hmm. What we got over here is, it's no slouch, I will say. This is the Trees of Mystery Paul Bunyan mini mug.
Very good.
That
very
we're rocking
good.
Here.
Where did you acquire that beauty?
Fucking cool guy. Where did I acquire it, baby? I went to the Trees of Mystery. I took it right from his damn paw.
Geographically.
Trees of Mystery is like a couple hours north of here. It's like towards like Humboldt kind of area.
Boring.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say it. But there is a big statue of fucking Pauly B and his big dang big blue ox up there, which is tight.
Cool.
Okay, I have some categories.
Yeah, good.
How you drunk? Then next up, were you drunk?
Mm-hmm.
And then next up, why you drunk? That one, we'll see. And then consumables, I think. is a category. We'll see how these pan out, but that's, this is what came to mind.
Sure.
Where, dude? Can I give you a three for where?
Yeah.
Wedding.
My house. Oh.
No, not your house. Wedding.
Not like Wabu house, but yeah, wedding for sure. It's the best. Yeah, for sure.
Obviously, we've talked about it. We don't need to say much more on it. Wedding is an elite place. It's like, you got, and also, wait, I don't know if we need a disclaimer. If you don't drink because you're underage or you're whatever, it's fine. Dude, we're just talking about having a good time is all, but specifically in this way.
You don't
way
drink because you're underage, get cooler.
Yeah, it's, you know, well, I can't, a lot of my students listen, so don't do that. I cannot.
He definitely wants that. I didn't drink until college, so look.
Yeah.
Don't you want to be like Wabu?
I think both of these nerds did not do that. Couple of fucking virgins, dude.
And now we've graduated to mid-level.
Drinking bourbon. The same alcohol on accident out of novelty cups. So,
fucking
like
Jesus.
I said, experts, bruvs. Okay.
I think my house, your own home...
You think that's
very,
a three?
Lit. Yeah. Okay. Oh my god. Okay. Because you know what else is there? Bed.
Bed is, oof, there. Yeah. I almost put bed. Drinking in bed is actually very not quite lit, I think.
I don't know if I've, I mean, I must have, but I can't recall.
Yeah, that's tough. That's like,
it seems
a,
impossible that I haven't.
Yeah. I mean, you used to record the episodes of the podcast in bed, so.
Yeah, that was tight. Oh, I must have been drinking in bed in that situation. Can't get through this shit sober, that's for sure.
I guess another category would be what you doing. Is that too much? Is there too much similarity?
No, like how about vibe?
What is it? What do you want to put in that?
Just like sort of what you doing. That's the what you doing.
What you doing. Yeah. Okay. Parentheses vibe. So
and obviously
what do you,
the vibes are jumbo.
Yeah. I think a bonus point maybe is the jumbo vibes. You
jumbo
have to.
Vibes.
You gotta.
I think house party is also a very quite lit place to consume alcohol.
Especially, I like, okay, this is what I like about a house party. Have we done house party as an episode?
No, but it's on the list.
Okay.
You know what else is on the list? This topic, two times.
Yeah.
These like, fucking boneheads.
Like four things apart. They're not even, it's not even like, oh, it's on the beginning and the end. It's...
The amount of times I've scrolled through our little shared note of topics and not registered that being drunk was on there twice. These fucking, oof, little idiot boys.
Yeah, stupid.
How do we even live to this age?
Stupid. Well, house party is great because if you bring a six pack of anything, it could be honestly like Yoo-hoos. It doesn't even barely need to be alcohol. You then have full free reign to drink whatever you find at that house party. Would you agree?
Yeah. Shout out to, for the art, Adam Fay, whose Siggy move is to roll into a house party with like a 4 to 6 pack of some sort of craft beer for just him.
That is weak as fuck. What a weak. And like, what's he going to do when I snook one of those? Are we fighting now?
Probably.
Damn. That's funny. I roll up with usually like Tecate and then I'm like,
well,
whatever you got
the vibe, right?
Is me now. Yeah, I suppose.
If you're like with the homies, you can roll in with Tecate. If you're trying to make a good first impression,
oh,
you're
sure.
Not bringing a dirty 30 full of fucking, you know, Bush,
yeah,
Light.
I'm not bringing a 30 of anything. Like those days are done.
Well, if it's a game, a house party, I mean, if it's games, you
I
bring
guess,
a 30.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know, dude. I haven't played games.
Big, obviously, now that we're in our 30s, big house party vibe is you bring one bottle of wine, right? That's the equivalent. You bring one bottle of wine, and then you could drink 10 if you're there. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's dinner party to me, though. I'm not showing up to a house party with, like, a fucking bottle of Merlot.
I don't know. It depends, man. We're 30s now. If you're going to a house party and you, like, know there's going to be kids there... I mean, I'm not, obviously, I'm not talking about,
see,
house party like we're playing.
Yeah, we're thinking about different house
yeah,
party.
Yeah, clearly.
What you do in games, I think, is a two.
Yeah, it is. Because, like, drinking games are fun.
Yeah, that's mostly what I mean.
Yeah.
But like,
playing like a,
can also be a fucking nightmare.
Yes, and playing like a board game can be fun for about 1 second, and then it's donezo.
Anything hit like that first board game, and then anything ever not hit, like trying to play it a second time after you played it once.
Oh my god. Or even worse, when you get the, we'd never do this anymore, you get the boneheaded idea to fucking try fire up a different game after we just learned the rules to this game. No thank you.
We've been jamming Operation in this house lately. You fuck with Operation, dude?
Too scary, bro. You get
yes, fucking. I jump out of my fucking skin every time. Yeah, Operation scariest is a... game. Oh my god, it should be rated M.
You playing drunk? You doing that while?
Yeah, dude. It scares the goddamn bejesus out of me.
Operation is a demerit, bro. I cannot be having.
I swear to God, I'm like in the fucking lab. First of all, glasses off, and I'm in the fucking lab, and then the. And I like fuck it, my I see yeah. I'm gonna dislocate my shoulder, dude. Of it's course. So nerve wracking.
You fucking maroon? Holy shit, Operation sucks, dude. I got a what you doing that we did, and that's a horrible one. What you doing while drunk? Go to a trampoline park? Why did we do it?
Yeah, bad one. Why did we do it repeatedly? I can't believe we didn't freaking yarf all over the place. What else you should not do is operate a motorcycle.
Okay.
Another thing that we've done.
Barely, bro. Barely.
Yeah, dude.
I like, don't even clarify what you mean when you say we.
And saying we is just as much true as saying motorcycle.
Yeah, neither of those things is particularly true.
Dude. The birthday boys had a wild one for, what was that, 32?
Yeah, just trying desperately to get a Dewey. Fucking, going to the same mini golf park. Oh, mini golf, come on!
Oh, yes, bro. Oh, karaoke is a very quite lit as well.
Yeah. Okay. Consumables, dude, fast food is a three, right? It's gotta be. It just nothing hit like it.
Yeah, but like, what age are we in this game,
I just
dude.
But I think right but I think
it's
that, like,
not it's I don't really do it as much anymore because it doesn't really is it doesn't hit or is it a fucking nightmare.
It hits, dude. It just, like, you don't do it as much anymore and neither do I, but like you're telling me you're having, like, somebody rolls up to the party with like a bunch of T-Bell.
Yeah, a million fucking yeah. I know that is. You know, we stole this move from that guy in college that we hated. That you used
don't
to
even
tacos.
Shout him out, bro. Not everyone but, needs a shout out. This motherfucker doesn't need a shout out.
Yeah, he sucked, but now I've co-opted that move, and I'm going to. I start doing it on Postmates. Just 60 tacos, whatever, $30. Get over here.
Incredible.
He loves me.
Yeah,
they have a monument of me.
Yeah, and I think. Do we think pizza counts for this? I guess like fast food pizza is
junk. I think junk food.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's candy. Junk food. You know what fucking drives me wild is a popsicle.
That I don't get on as much. I don't love a sweet while I'm drunk, to be honest.
I love a popsicle, dude.
Damn. Remember whose wedding was it? Matt Lake's wedding? When afterwards, I hoofed it to 7-Eleven and got some pizza. Now that is
pizza,
what
dude.
I'm talking Oof. About, baby.
7-Eleven pizza is good as fuck, and Shoo-wee. You're a coward if you don't believe it.
You ain't lying, brother. Shit is good.
Pizza kind of maybe even a bonus point. I don't know if there is actually anything better.
Yeah, and
I'm not even like a pizza lover in regular world, but like something about a good fucking cheesy slice of pizza when you're drunk is...
And there's no... Mia. Can you, like, the... It's honestly a source of power when mm-hmm. pizza arrives, and especially if you don't know it coming.
Brother.
If you're at a party or you're at the bowling alley or you're at a Jesus. Wedding and somebody's like, hey, we got 10 Zaws on the table. Oh, I can jump out of my skin.
I can think of like so many examples of that happening in my life.
Last and you're time, just like, oh, for everyone? I'll cry.
Last time I was in San Francisco, we did a little reunion tour. We were hanging out at Yancey Saloon. Live in the old days, and someone secretly ordered like 4 fucking signores.
Oh!
They showed up. Dude, bonus point, signores. There's this pizza shop in San Francisco, y'all.
We've absolutely talked about it. Anyways, go ahead.
I just can't. I've never. That may be like my king of the mountain drunk food is signores.
Yeah. Little chicken it's pest.
Fucking God damn it. That place is good, bro.
Very powerful. So, junk food, like comfort food, all of that shit. I used to be crazy with a burrito when I was drunk. See, those days are behind me. I can't do big burrito anymore. I can't necessarily do like a big sloppy burger, you know?
Mm-mm. Nations.
Nations, I would. You get drunk on that mayo alone, baby.
Yeah, dude. I
finish
can't
it off with mayo. A piece of that big nasty pie. Dang it. Why are you drunk, dude?
Yo, dude, breakfast. Hold on. I'm not done with food. Breakfast fucking slams my ass off. I used to love to go to a diner, get a little bacon and eggs, little fourth meal, little fucking give me an orange juice. I don't care.
Okay. I thought you were mean like being drunk at breakfast, and I was like, no, dude. I think that sucks actually.
No. Too early, but I mean brunch though is a very quiet lit vibe for I
know, but doesn't it, again, we're 35. Doesn't it kind of suck to get drunk at brunch and then have a whole Sunday in front of you?
Yeah, well, let me tell you a nightmare. Is that we have this spot here. It's called The Med. Shout out. Great diner. They don't have bottomless mimosas, but they might as well have. Because they're $6 and we never made it past two. And it's a sprint to finish that second one. We recently caught that they are using a half a bottle of champagne per mimosa.
What?
So, yeah, it's bananas. So The Med, shout out, really sends you on a course.
Yeah.
And you can't escape it once you're in the cyclone of the brunch drunk.
Right. But it sucks after.
But it's so much fun during.
I know. That's why it's a two to me. It has to be a two.
God. Every rose has its thorn.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have the place that is near us. There's an indoor mini golf putt place. The course itself is fine, they do on Sundays. It's like $35 for all you can play and bottomless mimosas.
Oh yeah.
And the mimosas are not very strong, but it's like they're also. I'll tell you the clutch about this place. They are it's counter service. So there's no waiting around for somebody to refill your mimosa. You're as soon as you're ready, you go and get it, baby. You walk up to the bar and they fill you up.
It's a little bit of a stressful brunch vibe. You gotta be hustling the whole time?
No. What are you hustling for? It's four hours, bro. There's not. It's like,
yeah,
it's 11 fair. To 3, I think.
All right.
Bad, dude. Drunk. Why are you drunk? Sad.
Yeah.
Sad, obviously. No good.
Bummer.
Bummer. Any negative emotion, I guess. Mad, also bad. we'll move past that, but it's no good. Dude. Consumables, dude. We haven't talked about Drugas in a while. It's got to be a two as usual, I assume.
We didn't talk about bar.
Yeah. What do we got for bar?
I guess all things considered, it's a very pretty good.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love a bar.
Yeah, it's tough because bar, I think, is its own episode because, like, mm-hmm. there's a big difference between, like, a packed sports bar and, like, a quiet, dark cocktail bar and a wine mm-hmm. bar or whatever. That's a tough one. I think a bar is a two. Even on its best, to be honest, it's probably a two.
I think we should also talk about consumables in terms of what alcohols.
Well, that's how you drunk, I believe.
How you drunk.
Yeah. So to me, mimosas, a two. Because it's always associated with brunch. I don't love
sugar jam.
Yeah, sugary ass orange juice.
Tiki got to be that also because I love it, but it's poison to my body.
Yeah. I've come full circle on something. I used to be a beer man. And I think part of that was like living in San Francisco and being a college age student, just slamming jam and beers. Then I became a cocktail man. Where it was like, why would I ever get beer? Cocktails mm-hmm. do the job faster. I'm coming back around on beer a little bit.
Me too, yeah, bro. Dude. I never had a cocktail phase because I'm not really a cocktail fan, TBH. Mm. I don't know what all the words mean. I don't know. You get nice cocktails.
Poor guy can't read.
Falernum Orge.
I got Falernum and Orge on the bar card.
I know.
Velvet for Lernum, bro.
I like some stuff, but not for me. However, the other day, I was just feeling a little, I'm a gin and tonic, we drink gin and tonics 99% of the time. I just like a little gin and tonic out, and we sat on this patio, and I slammed a bunch of Pacificos, and I felt fucking amazing.
Powerful, dude. Powerful. Okay, I think
I'm coming back around to light beer.
That's it, dude. That's it.
He's fucking that's white it, boys, dude. God, no, why dude. Fucking white.
No,
all the time?
Dude. No, no, no. Light I'll tell you what.
Are where it's at. It's lovely to have a light, refreshing, delicious, yes, crisp IPAs and fucking hoppy shit.
Sours, like,
oh,
dude.
Cool, dude. Yeah. Cool. I do like sours. I do still fuck with sours.
Yeah, but you're not getting drunk off them. To me, a sour is like, I order one. It comes in like a fucking snifter glass half the time. It's like six yeah. ounces or something.
Well, we call them Appalachian Wild Ales around these parts.
Ooh.
Also, I moved to a town that is famous for craft beer.
Yeah.
It's like the most breweries per capita, whatever the fuck a capita is.
Sure, yeah.
And I had stopped drinking beer pretty much like the year or two before COVID. Because it made me feel too full. I don't like it with food
yeah.
still.
Yeah, yeah, with food, it's not great. Like, beer and pizza is bad to me. We've talked about this.
Dude, Pacifico is, like, so yes, far dude. In the lead for shit I love right now.
I feel like such a dad when I'm at a place, because I'll be like, what kind of, like, what do you got, a Pilsner? What do you got, like, a yeah. Mexican lager? What do you got back there? what do you got in the can, please?
Uh-huh.
I can't, a demerit to me is two cool beers. I don't need my beers to be cool. Please just put it in my glass, dude, and make me drunk.
I want, if I had a brewery, it would be called Light One, Medium One, Bad One. Bad just a little wink to let them know.
An IPA.
You know what else I've fucked with lately is a Modelo, dude.
Dude, fucking yeah. Any Mexican beer they got, give me a Victoria, give me a Modelo, give it to me, dude.
Shit, yeah. These dudes love a light beer.
Dude, so a light beer, can we say a light beer is a three, dude? Yeah, baby!
Fuck yeah, it is.
Because it's also enough, it's like, I'm going to drink a couple of those dudes, I'm going to get a little buzzy, and then I'm going to be good to go. Maybe I'll finish it off with a little cooktail or something. Come on, talk to you later.
I'm not mixing anymore, dude. I can't mix anymore.
You know that I'm impervious to any sort of consequences from that.
What? Okay. What about whiskey, which is what we're drinking? I think very quite lit for me. It's mellow. Bourbon and Wabu are simpatico.
Can I say, for very quite lit, whatever your straight up spirit of choice is? Because some mm-hmm. people, it's like they like a little, we're going the whiskey route. I feel like some people will have like, I don't know.
I'd also do a little mezcal sipper. I like to sip on the mezcal.
Tequila or something. Yeah, okay.
Your sipper, dude. Oh, I love to have my sipper.
It's true. It's very good.
All the college stuff are very not quite lit. Jungle juice. Fucking Smirnoff.
Yeah.
All the fucking whatever the fuck. Four Loko. I never even had one.
Nah, me neither. By the time I got hip to them, they had already like pulled the teeth out of them, you know? They turned them off the... Like, you know what would be what you do? Is you'd get a Four Loko as they sell them now, the fucking, you know, Coward's version or whatever they got mm-hmm. there. You mix it with that Panera lemonade. Woo, I bet you got a stew going, baby.
Guaranteed this is probably already a huge issue.
Yeah.
In this world.
People spiking those fucking lemons.
Your heart would explode. Dude, yeah, I gotta try that Panera lemonade. Oh, Time Machine. Salad Time Machine. Panera fixed the Cobb salad, dude.
Tell them.
They got a new Cobb. Ranch, blank, no crumbles, blue cheese is out, clombules, they're toast. It's got feta instead, bigger chunkers, okay?
What you're saying, clombules and bigger chunkers, it's like so gross, dude. Like,
that's what my salad restaurant would be called. Clombules and bigger chunkers by Wabu.
Semicolon, no clombules here. By Wabu.
Chef Wabu, dude. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, no, that's
put it on the
sucks.
Menu.
Sucks! That sucks. Damn, that sucks.
Ooh.
I'm just going to put college stuff.
Dude, like beer bongs and fucking...
Yeah, that sucks. And then like, oh my god, like...
Shotgunning? I don't think I could handle that shit anymore.
I could never chug. I was never a chug bug.
Beer bong does it for you. Just shoots it down your gullet.
Well,
you got no choice.
For me, my gullet says, return to sender. It don't stay put, baby.
I never liked shotgunning a beer. I hated that. Not fun. Not fun.
No, it's not.
Not fun.
I mean, it's a classic peer pressure. Like, it's fun for everyone else. It's a sacrifice. They're putting you on the cross. And they're saying, do this, boy. Do this, little monkey man. Yeah. And you do it. And they all laugh and cheer. And you go, and your face is all fucking red.
Not for me.
why are you drunk, dude? A celebration is obviously a three.
Yeah, love for
that.
Sure.
Love that. Love that.
What about secret, dude? Very pretty good is to be secret drunk.
I can. Okay, tell me why. Very pretty good.
I don't have like a good example, but it's like, what if you're doing something you don't really want to be doing and you're responsibility free? Like you're some like shitty fucking illegal 21-year-old and you're working at some stupid fucking job at Gap and you're like, fuck this. I'm going to get a little boozed today and just kind of slide through my Gap duties. Mr. Manager's not going to know. Rhonda's not going to know. Jeremy ain't going to know. The customers might know, but that's not my fucking problem. I'll even tell them.
So, Mike.
Also, guess what? I'm drunk as fuck right now.
My question is, why is that not a three?
Well, because it's like a little weird.
Yeah, I mean, the scenario you just described.
I just feel like, what if you're not doing something, if you're doing something you don't want to do? You know what's a fucking negative a million for me is going to a movie.
Danny McBride just had this quote kind of get shared a bunch that was like basically knocking like Alamo, where it's like, who the fuck wants to sit down and drink a bunch of beers while they watch a movie? Correct. You're going to go pee and then fall asleep. It's
yeah
crazy.
It's fucking stupid, and I don't want to smell anyone's Cobb salad.
I agree.
You get the Colombian oil all over
I think that if you want to drink during a movie, you could do it like a sane person. The only way to do it is the boozy milkshake to me. Because it's like a milkshake at the movie, fine. You put some, like...
Is that like a normal thing? Getting a milkshake at a movie?
Well, no, but I just think like people get ice cream at movies. People get sweets at movies. Like, I don't know.
Get something normal, like a hot dog in a cup, dude.
But in the cup, a little rum. Can we get a shout?
You ever seen any of those German soups, speaking of that, which are just have one big freaking wiener sticking out of them? What y'all doing over there in Germany?
You know what they're up to, dude. You know, it's a don't ask, don't tell vibe over there.
If my lips so much as touch a sip of red wine, there's no possible world I'll ever stay awake in that movie. No chance.
Yeah, impossible. I mean, wine is crazy. You might as well take Ambien. Like, I don't. What are you?
Oh, after a thing, like maybe not drunk, but like after the game, after work.
Yeah.
A little buzz. This is a little buzz.
Yeah. You still. I will say, because of the title of the episode, it is not just one drink. You do have to get a little buzzy buzz. But yeah, that's a three to me. Like after the thing. An after thing?
After the thing is over? Oh, the test, the thing, the interview, the whatever, dude. I guess that's celebration in a way.
Not necessarily, though. I mean, like, I come home and have a crack of beer ski on, like, a Thursday because it was a rough day. It's like, no, that's great.
Sure.
So wine drunk, dude, it's a two to me. I get it, but I don't...
Yeah.
It's tough stuff.
What's that do to McGrath? What's Wine Drunk McGrath like?
Well, for a minute, Wine Drunk McGrath had his vertigo triggered by red wine. And so what he did is his eyes would move uncontrollably like this. And then he would start to have a mild panic attack. He would go upstairs and do this little exercise the doctor taught him to realign the crystals in his head.
Pretty good vibe, I would say.
Yeah, extreme demerit vertigo attack. You ever had like half a glass of wine and then it felt like you were on the deck of a ship, but also inside of a washing machine that had been turned on?
Damn, dude, that sounds very pleasurable.
Yeah, it was cool. And I was just upstairs and I'd be like, what if I'm like this forever? Like, so that's what wine did to nice. Me.
So are you off the sauce? Are you off the wine?
No, I'm back on.
Cool. Yeah,
I straightened out my crystals, bro. These crystals in my ears. I just fucking all you gotta do is
yeah.
You just do enough up and down and left and right. You get like, ooh, yeah. You just punch my microphone. You just do a bunch of goofy stuff.
Yeah. You just do a spell. Look, don't tell me about crystals, dude.
You cast a little spell. So I'm back on the sauce. So what it does to me is obviously it puts me asleep directly. The time that
wine is nap juice.
It's nap juice. The time that I fell asleep while streaming, that was a bottle of wine down the gullet. And then I fell asleep while streaming on Twitch for for 2 straight hours. and then I
was so mad I didn't see that.
I came to, well, the video exists, but there's not much to it.
I mean, I've watched the video about 100,000 times, but damn.
Yeah. Wait, I mean, it was,
oh, bro, airport, brother, airport. Mm. That's a good secret drunk. I love a heavy beer at the fucking airport bar because Wabu doesn't fit on a plane and I need something to knock my ass out, and a nice IPA or two, and if I'm lucky, 3 at the airport bar is going to do it.
I think airport is a 2 because you're spending $1 trillion and it's
better than airplane.
Oh my God. Airplane is a 1 to me. I don't want to be drunk on the airplane.
Yeah, we talked about this on our plane ride episode. Unless daddy's buying like Matt Lake was.
Yeah, in that, which case you can never turn it down. Hey, folks, if you're out there and you were wondering, can you turn it down when daddy's buying? You cannot. You absolutely can.
Especially if daddy's not really buying. And the stewardess is teasing him. Do you not say stewardess anymore? Is that like a 1940s thing to call somebody?
I think so, dude. Yeah, I don't think we do that.
The flight attendant.
Thank you. They're attending me. They're not stewarding
me. The flight attendant.
Got him, dude.
Yeah,
kill him. What you doing, dude? Barfing. It's bad.
I hate it.
It's a bad one.
I hate it.
Or is it a 2? Because it does heal you in a way.
Well, you're talking about a tactical chunder.
Yeah. Your favorite little move.
I mean, look, I haven't taken a TC in about a decade, but... It works, dude. I mean, I think maybe you feel better afterwards, like for sure.
You feel immediately better. I think
one time in college, we were at Mel's Diner and we were sitting with someone, and then she went and all the barf came out of her mouth onto the table and I hated it. It was so bad. Mel's Diner, which is the brightest restaurant in the
sure
world.
It sure is. It's like a fucking operating room in there.
Yeah.
She painted it red. Yucks.
Oh, damn, dude. Sucks.
oh, God, that sucks. Dude, how you drunk? I don't... Rich Jeff, shout out, but whatever the opposite of a shout out is, curse to him. His big move is we'll get to a place like a brewery, and his first order is like a big fucking stout. He loves a pitch black beer.
No, I don't do that. That's no fucking way, man.
He often will be like, oh, I'll take a Guinness, please. And I'm like, bro, it's 5 and we haven't had dinner yet. But he does it.
To be honest, I don't even know what that vibe is like. I don't know if I've ever just gotten drunk off of dark beers. I mean, I guess when I was in Ireland 12 years ago, but I don't fucking know.
Yeah, but you've been around Rich Jeff. You know he a different animal, brother. And that's the fuel he needs to turn into that animal.
What was Rich Jeff on when we went to fucking... where were
Comic-Con?
We? Morimoto.
Oh yeah. Well, that was wine. If you recall, we did a bunch because
we were
in Napa.
Wine tasting.
It was wine tasting. Drunk at dinner, very not quite lit. I think.
No,
I
think very pretty good. I think it's obviously it's not great. Like, you don't want to make a spectacle, but it's fun to get. I love to share a bunch of plates, get some wine.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Why you drunk? I think. The result of a drinking game is actually very quite lit. I'm not even a big drinking game guy, but if I'm going to sit there and play beer pong and then I start to get drunk, I'm like, well, good. At least something's happening. You know what I mean?
I got a sickness in me for one drinking game that no one really can follow me on this one, but like, I do like Power Hour.
It sucks because it's not even really a game.
It's stressful and horrible, but it does the trick. Boy, does it dove the trick.
I mean, I do appreciate a challenge, and that is like a challenge of a game. It's not so much a game.
It's a competition.
Yeah, it's not so much of a game as it is like a competition against your own wills.
Well, you know what's great about that now is they have games on YouTube. They have like guess the movie clip, and they can kind of lead you through it. So you don't have to make a play. Fucking shout out to Schmegma, used to make a 1 minute playlist of 1 minute of a song.
Is this your favorite? Is that your favorite drinking game, you think?
No, I mean, I guess like Flip Cup. I think it's simple. It doesn't have to last very long. You can get as many people playing as you want.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, but if there's something that I'm not thinking of that's more chill, then that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I do like a... It's tough because it does have the if you don't have a good one, it's like
it's my favorite cup game. I should put it that way.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know, Drunk Quest is very quite lit, obviously.
Talk about effective, bro.
Yeah, that one is like you if y'all don't know Drunk Quest, it's a card game. It's like you the concept is very simple. You're adventurers and you're killing these monsters in order to win. And the way you kill them is through drinks. And everyone else can basically spend a turn fucking you over. And the way
it's not uncommon to get like 100 drinks in one turn. Like
in which case you're just like
100 drinks. Now.
Yeah. In which case it's like finish your beer, open a beer, finish that beer, open another beer, drink half of that beer, and now we're back on track.
I don't know how often I've made it to the end of a game of Drunk Quest.
It doesn't always happen, but it is satisfying. It's also a game. It's also a game that just in the game element of it, drinking aside. That you can be very shitty. You can like steal people's levels and like reverse things that people are doing. So it's also as a little bit of a, maybe it's actually bad.
I can't believe that more fights don't break out during that game.
Right. Because it is extremely upsetting if you're sitting there shit faced drunk. You've been playing for 2 hours and then someone's like, I'll take that level. I win. I could fucking smash a bottle and kill someone in that moment.
Shout out to Liz, friend of the show, who laminated her Drunk Quest cards like a genius.
Laminated my Drunk Quest cards because also friend of the show, Danny, spilled beer on them. And so then she was like, we won't let that happen again. Done. Which is so tight. So maybe Drunk Quest is a medium on that one.
What are the consumables we got, dude? Like, I don't want, like, health food. Like, I don't want a salad. We talked about we love salads, but that's not what I'm buying when I'm drunk.
Okay, but didn't we have some health food in Austin that kind of gave us a little bit of a boost? When we sat and ate that Vietnamese food.
Yeah, but that was, like, noodles. I don't know about
health food. I mean, it's not a salad, but it's about as healthy as a fucking cob from Panera.
But, like, think about that. You're drunk and you need fuel and your one choice is your fucking Nara salad. I'm not vibing on that.
That's fair. Salad is bad. I mean, like, this kind of goes with junk food, but when I said junk food, I was more thinking entrees. I do love, obviously, like a chips and salsa, a little like appetizers. Oh, baby. French fries.
Crunchy, salty.
Mm-hmm.
Important. Hot, crunchy, salty fried.
Yeah.
Frankly. Chicken tenders. I mean, this is junk bowling alley food, dude.
Yeah. Do you know what? If I can get a specific one, and I don't dabble anymore because I think I would. There is like a 15% chance I would have a heart attack and die. The fucking hot dogs, dude, from the cart. Like, it's like kind of a California thing, but especially like in San Francisco, they were all over. Oh, baby. They're wrapping them in bacon. They're putting the fucking onions and peppers on there.
My local wurchering hole does hot dogs still close.
Golly.
Just basic fix-ins, relish, onions, mustard. It's so money. And then they have a hot dog of the month.
Tell me. Give me an example of a hot dog of the month, please. Tell me what a hot dog of the month
they
might
do
be.
They had one that was like a little Indian flavor. They had a little nanner ketchup, a little banana chips, yes, a little crunchy yes, onion. Dude. It was good, dude.
I've come back around on hot dogs too. I always love them, but I feel like
same, dude. What are we up to? Must be something about the moon, baby. Born on the same day, taking the same beer journeys, taking the same hot dog journeys.
It's Aquarius season. Hot dogs and light beer. What are you, rising moon?
Jabu summer, let's go.
Ooh, I recently saw, and it got me going, baby. I recently saw the 999 challenge. You know about this?
Uh-oh.
Go to a baseball game. 9 innings, 9 beers, 9 hot dogs.
Oh, no, dude.
Come on, baby. Will you go with me?
I don't even think it's possible just because of having to be in line.
Well,
like you'd have to drink the beer and eat the hot dog in the line.
The one that I saw, they ordered 9 hot dogs at once. They had a fucking tray.
Oh, it's You could go. You don't have to like wait for the next inning.
No.
I can't drink 9 beers. There's no fucking way.
It's so hard. And a ballpark beer, even though it is expensive, so you do want to get that money.
I was going to say
they're often big. It's a big beer.
This entire project is going to cost $250
at least, not including the price of admission.
Yeah,
and fucking parking. Because you know I'm driving if I'm drinking.
You driving there, dude? You riding the moped?
It's my birthday after all.
999, no thank you.
I feel like
666, and that's more my speed.
Oh, only 6 hot dogs?
Yeah.
Man, 999, probably very not quite lit.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Because you go home and you die. If you make it home, you're dead.
Where do we put deals?
Ooh, like a happy hour?
Yeah, dude. Sources of power, major. That's holy why shit, you drunk? Deals.
I think happy hour is a 3, dude. Even if it's like it's like 50 cents off a Miller Lite from 5 to 5:30, and I'm like, bring me 10! Like, come on, let's go!
Shout out Broken Record, the bar near where McGrath and I used to live. They did 50 cent PBRs on Friday nights. Draft. Mm-hmm. Also, which is still 50 cents more than you should probably pay for a BBR, but...
On draft, though, a little bit of a sneak attack move. Who knew they even had kegs of PBR?
Shout out to Crane Bar. Please tell me this place is still open. Yep. Wait, Crane Bar. Los Angeles? You better not have closed. Okay. Crane Bar. It's down under the ground in a bank vault. They got on the bar what they call the cage. Just a bunch of random fucking shit in the cage. And they're always like, anything from the cage is $5.
What is it? What is it?
Rant peach absolute. Or like a... Just like random things of the week that they shove in there and give away for $5 a shot.
But it's shots.
It's like spirits, yeah. But okay, like okay. Weird, nasty boys.
I thought it was like a fucking Kinder egg. And you just are like, one of them's like a little, it's like a Pokemon card in there. There's a fucking.
It's like a toy you get from a gumball machine.
Yeah, it's a Hot Wheel car. It's a fucking,
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
There's one bullet. You don't know where. Just a loose shell. Damn, that's tight.
Shout out Crane Bar.
Shout out Crane Bar, dude. I can't believe we mentioned deals and you didn't bring up fucking the dollar margs at Underdogs. You want to talk? I mean, that not exactly the same as the 999 challenge, but not that far off.
They did dollar margaritas at our college bar for a half an hour.
Yeah.
Started at from like, I think 5:30 to 6 or something like that. We got there at 4 to lock down our spot because you have to be at the bar. You need to be in front of the server because it's a pitcher system.
Yeah, they serve it. No, it's a bucket system. They serve it out of a big bucket with a ladle like you're on a fucking pirate ship.
Just a bunch of animals eating from the trough, dude. We used to see how many we could do. And I like, this sounds made up. And obviously they were very watered down, okay? And we were 20s, so we had superpowers. We used to do like 10 of them.
Yeah, not me. I want to be clear.
Margaritas in a half an hour? Dog?
I think
what
I did like
6 about?
One time and I was like, I'm cool. But I think Danny did like 11 or 12.
And we go, yeah. More, please. We were like little Oliver, please, sir. More, I have another margarita.
Insanity. What a, and that, yeah, Jesus Christ. That place, terrible. This is a, it doesn't, I mean, we talked about burritos. I do think like Mexican food in general is a pretty good consumable. Like maybe not a burrito, but like, give me some
tacos. I mean,
tacos
are my ultimate. Like, after a bar, go to the trunk.
Oh, dude. I think this is why you drunk. A beer fest or like a festival, I think is a 1, dude. We were nasty in those days.
You go down like the fucking Hindenburg after that shit. You know what else is a fucking... Well, it's... I want to give it a very not quite lit, but it's... So has such clear utility is the fucking pretzel necklace. It's so annoying, but like, damn if it doesn't. It's not, it's still a bunch of fucking pretzels right around your dang neck.
I just think, like, why does it have to be a necklace? Like, just give me a bag of pretzels.
Yeah, bracelet. I agree.
Oh, you want a full set? A couple of earrings.
Necktie, dude. Oh, that's the best one because you go.
What about a tiara, brother? You'd be looking fancy as hell.
You have to take it off every time?
Yeah. I wish it was soft pretzels. Make me a turban out of a soft pretzel.
More than one soft pretzel?
I'm gonna make a fucking bulletproof vest out of soft pretzel and just squirt mustard on myself.
Yeah, dude. Ew, man.
What's ew? You
eating pretzels off yourself.
Soft pretzel's so gross.
The idea of eating more than one soft pretzel while drinking is very stressful.
And it's not in a pretzel shape. It's in a vest shape or a hat shape, you know?
Dude, mac and cheese also fucks. Soul food.
Yeah, soul food.
Look, we don't have to get into all the good food. Just anything that's good, it's probably better when you're drunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about Oktoberfest? I think it's a 2. I like Oktoberfest.
I never, like, really done, like, an actual, like, go to... Oh, that's not true. We went to a little German town a couple years ago. Helen, Georgia.
Yeah.
Dude, Oktoberfest is a good time.
I think that's fun. I think, like, it's... I mean, we can give it a 3.
I like that consumables, too. I like the sausages. I like the krauts. I like the mustards and the pretzels.
I mean, the Germans, unsurprisingly, got them drinking foods figured out. They got the pretzels. Uh-huh. They got the brats. They got...
I don't like German beer, though.
We have a... Oh, I don't mind a German beer. We have a German place in Alameda that is... You ever find a place... I feel like this is what I'm about to describe as, like, the fucking Holy Grail. It is a place that... we can take anyone to and they love it. And I mean, like, our cool friends from Brooklyn. I mean, Chelsea's mom. I mean, my little brother, my dad, every single person we've taken there. My uncle, who's a hugely picky eater, every time he comes into town, he's like, should we go to the German place? Just A1, dude. Give me that. And I love that they're giving me beer in, like, what, just a... whatever giant vessel they got.
The only thing that matches that description for me is also a German place.
Yep, there you go.
In LA, shout out Red Lion, dude.
Mm-hmm. Speak Sama in Alameda. Check it out, baby.
It sucks when you suck. Like, I don't want to be bad Wabu when I'm on the sauce.
Oh. I guess what you
I'm a pretty good Wabu. I've always been a pretty good Wabu, but you never know. Behavior isn't toughy.
Yeah, that's a demerit, is naughty behavior.
That's why I don't really frick with tequila, because sometimes tequila gives me naughty behavior.
You know what's crazy is, like, it sucks for sure if you know, like, you drink and you get, but then you can control that. The worst is if you have a friend and you know, like, when they drink, they become an asshole, or when they drink, they become, like, this other person, and it's like, damn, dude.
The worst.
I wish.
The worst.
I wish I was you so I could stop drinking. That's what I wish. Like, because if I was you, I would stop drinking because I don't want to be a dickhead. So yeah, that super sucks. Damn, I just had one cooking. Oh, dude, what are you doing? Little business lunch. I mean, we talked about this before, obviously.
I don't want to be, like, drunk.
But a little buzzy buzz.
A little buzzy buzz.
Just, like, 2 beers fine. with your lunchie. I'll give it a 2 since, you're right. If you're fucking blackout at your business lunch, it's bad news bears.
I don't think you're making a deal.
No, absolutely not. Anywhere where you have, I mean, we talked about movie. Anywhere where you have to sit and be quiet, dude. Like, you're going to the theater. I don't want to be... drunk for, like, fucking Death of a Salesman or whatever. Like, I don't, that's sounds like a bad time. Oh, can I give you a demerit? I don't know, dude. Tipsy bartender, you ever fuck with that guy?
Don't know what that is.
Oh man, tipsy bartender is this guy that makes drinks in his kitchen and he posts them, and, like, I think that a lot of them are him doing shit that, like, people send him, like, hey, have you tried this? And, like, it used to be like, well, that's kind of crazy. He would make, like, jungle juice and stuff. My man is a fucking animal.
What that boy up to?
He's this guy and he just makes, like, one of the ones I recently saw, he takes a German chocolate cake from a grocery store and cuts it in half and puts it in a blender with a bunch of Hennessy. This one we're watching right now,
here it comes.
He's got, like, a bunch of strawberry ice cream and Hennessy. He's big on, like, make a big drink in your
strawberry ice cream
in your sink. It's just like all
this
drinks
is too sweet.
Yeah,
ew.
Dude, it's a nightmare. I love this guy. He's an ant. There's no way he's this is a crime what he's doing.
Who the fuck wants that?
sometimes, a lot of times he does, like, you know, like when people are like, have you ever tried, you take 10,000 green Jolly Ranchers and you put them in a fucking bottle of vodka?
Put them in a Home Depot tub. Yeah. No, thank you.
Oh, wait, let me hit you with one more. You didn't even watch past the first like second because what he's serving this beverage in. I want you to know that the title of this one I just sent Wilder is St. Patrick's Day Party Bucket. And he opened...
God,
it's
bro.
Like a full off, it's two
like a fucking bullet.
It's two.
Dude, what?
Full handles of white rum into like a Home Depot bucket, a bunch of fruit, and then fucking Everclear.
Oh yeah, Everclear, and then we got Malibu, then he goes for two more bottles of Captain, and then two bottles of something that I can't seem to see. And now like, he's up to two bottles of Cuervo, two bottles of Absolute, oh, Hawaiian Punch. He's into the Hawaiian Punch. Then we're going Tampico. Don't know what that is. This is the nastiest Agua Fresca I've ever seen. And then he puts, oh, he's not done.
Well, it's got to be.
This is not drink. Oh, and then he does Midori.
So it's green.
Then he does something blue.
Yeah, that might just
and
be.
He's proud of himself.
Blue carousel.
This is not bartending.
I love that he has, like, the cocktail spoon that he stirs it with when it should be a fucking shovel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way this guy drinks this shit. He's very unhinged. I like him a lot. He never even takes a sip. My man doesn't even pretend to drink it. He's just like, I just wasted all this alcohol. Thanks, everyone. And turns it off. Incredible.
That guy's a demerit to me.
Yeah, I put him as a demerit. It's insane. If you were to drink even, like, a fourth of a cup of any of the things that he... is fixing up, you'd be a dead man. So that is a demerit. Oh man, I gotta shout out to Super Trash Bros, which is my actual favorite drinking game, obviously.
Oh,
if you're drinking
for sure,
with us at Super Trash Bros, you're having a good time, hopefully. I'm trying to make this not sound like a commercial. I do love that.
It took him over an hour to remember that one.
Can I offer a really like a two, actually?
Please.
Dude, what you doing? Like a long, like a walk home while drunk. Sometimes it is exactly what the doctor ordered.
Love it. I love a stroll, dude.
And then maybe a one, dude, in the back of an Uber. Oh boy, nothing worse to me. I got that window down. I'm sucking through the nose, out the mouth, dude, trying so hard. Trying both to not fall asleep and also... to not yarf.
No greater test of will than the wait until I get out of this Uber to yarf test.
Did I tell you when I fell asleep in one in New York, which I often did, but then he couldn't wake me up? And they're not allowed to touch you, obviously, because then you'd be bad. You could do bad things.
Is he allowed to throw something at you?
No, he fucking yelled, dude. He was apparent. I mean, I assume he started with like, hey, bud, hey, we're here, and then he fucking got to the point where he's like, hey, buddy. Screaming. I was like, oh, he's like, we're here. It's unbelievable.
Demerit is being McGrath.
It's unbelievable. I haven't been killed. Yeah. I'll put on public transportation also as a two, kind of. You don't like it?
No, dude. I'm afraid. I'm gonna sleep through something important.
Yeah, all right.
It's getting me all jiggled up. I don't want to get all jiggled up, dude.
All right. We gotta shut the hell up about being drunk.
I've been woefully remiss. Because I forgot about Spotify and how our dedicated fan base is leaving us stuff, dude. I haven't updated the question in months. Every day it's just been saying, should we end the show with a riddle, affirmation, or prayer, despite the fact that we're far past that. But Eli says riddles about prayers to test how well viewers know their Christianity. And Discount says, surprise, Wabu didn't say apple dipped in ranch was his favorite salad.
Got your ass so good.
Got my ass. Tell you what, I do love an apple and a ranch.
Yeah, call back for the real heads.
Of course, Kavya Jolly on the farm episode said, Jesse Michael McGrath, what is wrong with you? Of course I need to be reminded what's the riddle from the last episode was before I hear the riddle. Wait, what? What is wrong with you? Of course I need to be reminded what the riddle from last episode was before I hear the answer. This sounds like a very specific response to something you said months ago.
I think it's because I said, don't remind us of what the riddle was.
Sure.
Oh my God. Thank you to Adam Fay for the art. And no thank you to Adam Fay for bringing four craft beers to a party and keeping them in his pocket or whatever weird shit he's up to. Thank you to Bad Todd, the very baddest Todd. Go check out Tomes. Shit whips, shit rocks.
Once again, our places are not loading, so I'm just going to make them up once again. Thank you to the Dominican Republic. Thank you to, of course, where we're huge, Vietnam. Thank you to Omaha.
That's exactly what I was thinking was Omaha. I was thinking all the Great Lakes, in the lakes, dude. That's where we're popular. They got all the boat people out there just boating around, listening to guides.
And you know what else is? You measure my life in hours, and I serve you by expiring. I'm quick when I'm thin and slow when I am fat. The wind is my enemy.